A lot of people are confused. Every time there was an execution in California, and there's a lot of Christians out front supporting the death penalty. A lot of people were found that ironic, particularly people who, you know the words of Christ. Yeah, I didn't know thou shalt not kill had a footnote. But apparently, again, it's thou shalt not kill asterisk. Oh, unless you really want to. Yeah, so it's a lot of flexibility in the religion, which I love. Very yoga-like. But I didn't find it ironic at all, Christians for the death penalty, because after all, if it weren't for capital punishment, you know, we'd have no Easter. So, fuck it, that's a three-day weekend where I came from. Fry these people up. They actually have a Bible out called the New Living Bible. It's a Bible in updated and modern English, I guess to make it more palatable for people to read, but it's kind of strange listening to. And Jesus walked on water, and Peter said, awesome. Suddenly we got Jesus hanging 10 across the Sea of Galilee. Christ's bogus adventure. You're going to hell, boy. At least that's where all the good music's going to be. So. God created the world 6,000 years ago, and he put dinosaur fossils in the earth to test our faith. Yeah, I'll get back to you in a bit with that theory. We'll go toe-to-toe with you. I can't talk to you. The idea of God fucking with my head scares the shit out of me. Believe me, the fossil is the least of the little pranks that are fucking with me right now. Someone actually said that. You need to test our faith. You know, because there's no mention in the Bible of dinosaurs. What happened there? I think you would have fucking noticed that, you know. I mean, you know, walking on water, cool, but what's that big serpent? You ever notice how people who believe in creationism look really unevolved? I've got the eyebrow ridges and the big furry hands and feet. I believe God created me in one day. Looks like he rushed it.